basically doing whatever I wanted and then sticking to the plan in between. And if I had a really splurgy meal, then for breakfast the next day I might have an apple and nuts.
Yeah, it's more like your mandelade breakfast, one of the lighter.
Yeah, so occasionally I'll, you know, even do that for lunch. Like if I feel like I've got a really big dinner coming up or whatever, sometimes I'll just have an apple and nuts for lunch because I find it's enough.
Yeah.
And I find it satisfying. Sometimes I'll have carrots. You know, one of my things is carrots and almond butter.
Yeah.
And then an apple. So.
And so you don't feel like you're depriving yourself or punishing yourself when you've got something to that you're going out or you've been out and you splurged.
Mm.
It's more like a strategy for you.
Yeah. It's just, let's balance.
Balance.
You know, so I can have a splurge and balance it.
Yeah.
You know.
And how different is that to what you were doing before?
I just wouldn't balance it. I'd have a splurge and then I'd just keep eating. And I think often too, because, you know, you get that thing, you eat a lot and you wake up the next morning and you're really hungry. And so I'd just keep eating.
Mm.
And I was eating in between meals a lot, you know.
Yeah. And so what was the most surprising?
I think that once I got into the rhythm, how easy it was.
Yeah.
And I loved that I could design my own meals
because
I'm a bit of a foodie and I've still got these absolute favourite meals that I just make, you know, every
week.
So
what are they? What's your favourite?
One of them is I pan fry artichoke, asparagus, green olives and garlic and a bit of ghee.
Mm.
Cook some lentil pasta, throw it in, a bit of salt and pepper and some greens and all basil.
Yeah.
Love it. And you don't, I don't feel like I'm missing out on cheese because you've got the ghee and so you've got that.
Yeah, yeah.
I just love it. The lentil pasta I love. And another one, I call it lentil smoosh. And I basically caramelise onion and pumpkin.
Yeah.
And then I add lentils and then I chuck in, you know, like bay leaf, some chopped rosemary and thyme, a bit of paprika, a bit of mustard, and just cook it up into, you know, sort of like a dal, except it's, you know, your mustard and rosemary.
Yeah, or Mediterranean instead.
Yeah, and I always do a double dose of that, so I have it for lunch the next day.
Yeah.
So they're two of my favourites. Another one I really like is what I call a pakora pancake, which is when I cut up various vegetables and I make a chickpea batter, and I usually put, you know, like cumin and turmeric and chili and mustard seeds in that and fry that up as like instead of, you know, like normally with the pakora you dip your vegetables and, but of course you've got limited fats, so instead I make it into like a pancake.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Almost like a wrap and then you put your veggies
in. No, the veggies are in the batter.
Oh, they're in the batter.
Yeah.
Oh,
chuck it all in the batter and just cook it in with the veggies in it and it's delicious.
That so delicious. Sounds like you're really good with your herbs and spices and adding the flavours.
Yes. I am a serious foodie. And I think I thought I was going to be really challenged that I couldn't cook all the meals that I was used to. But I'm now sort of in that phase where I can eat two or three meals, whatever I want, during the week, as long as I sort of come back to the plan in between, or, you know, a variation of the plan.
Yeah.
And and so, you know, like on Sunday, my older son came over for lunch and he likes really kind of traditionally kind of food. So I made a great big pasta bake and I could sit down and have pasta bake and not feel terrible about it. And I still get to eat those. And like I made mushroom risotto and Hobart and, you know, so I still get to do those things, just not all the time. So I think that's been the really good thing. It's really trained me about getting that balance and going, I can go off chops over here as long as I'm good over here. And I don't mind being good over here because I know I get to have some fun over there.
Yeah.